happen only if an investor is able to exit. Founders need to provide an exit to the investors at the end of 5 years through either an IPO or a secondary sale or an acquisition. At times, the minimum return expected by the investor is also clearly stated. Now, what happens if the founders cannot provide an exit to the investor? The investor will now go out in the market and start looking for a potential buyer. The investor comes across a buyer who's willing to buy 51% stake in the business, but the investor holds only a 10% stake in the company. In this situation, the investor can drag the founder along with him to sell the founder's 41% so that they can create a block of 51% to be sold to the interested buyer. This clause is known as the drag-along clause. While this clause will always be a part of the term sheet for a sizable investor, you can negotiate on a fall-away threshold for drag. Which means, if the investor shareholding goes below 10%, then the drag clause falls off. Also, try and negotiate for a cap, which means instead of a full drag of up to 100%, negotiate for a cap dragged up to 49%. Now, what if even the investor has not been able to find a buyer? In this case, the buyback option gets triggered. This means the company or the founder should buy back the shares from the investor. At times, there is an obligation on the company or the founder to buy and they don't have a choice but to buy. This is called a put option. What we studied is the waterfall model of exit.